Hey, brothers and sisters. This is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the words, dreams, messages, and warnings that the Lord has been giving me. On May 9th, I received a message while praying, and it's concerning the witnesses. It's concerning the 144,000 in Israel. So let me go ahead and read this to you. Keep your eyes focused on me, and let the things of the earth grow faintly dim as you spend time worshiping and praising the Father. I am the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Soon all will know my identity, but for now it is hidden from the majority. Only those with a pure heart towards me know my true identity. When I come, there will be great rejoicing and great lamenting. My Jewish people have been led astray. If only they would read the word themselves and study it, for there they will find their one and only Messiah. Pray not only for the peace of Jerusalem, but for a great awakening in Israel. I will bring a visitation on many there, and they will know. My witnesses will also come and bring many signs and wonders in my name. It will be as in the days of Elijah, as my power and glory is manifested. Amidst the great tribulation, there shall come forth these witnesses. They are waiting in the sidelines for the appointed time. Most will not recognize them, only those who have spiritual glasses of truth on. I also shall call forth my elect, my chosen, 144,000 that represent my chosen ones. These are those who have not defiled themselves with the whore of Babylon, but they have remained pure and true to me. They have a special job to do for my kingdom. They too shall be my witnesses to the people of the earth. They will then come out of the great tribulation and take their rightful places in my kingdom. They will sit with me and rule with me, because they have endured much and suffered greatly on my behalf. They will be great in my kingdom. Watch, my beloveds, how you will see all this unfold. It will be different than you have imagined. Many of you will also play a very significant role in these last days. None of my chosen will be forgotten or forsaken. Wait upon me now as these things start unfolding. Keep your mind on things above and not get drawn into the plans of Satan. Spend more time with me, and I will reveal great and powerful truths. Follow no man, but only me and the leading of my spirit. You were loved with an everlasting love. Receive that love now through open hands and heart. Be my glorious bride, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Messiah. And that was the end of this message. At the very end of the message, the Lord said about open hands, to receive his love through open hands. And while I was preparing for this message, I remembered that the Lord had given me a dream vision. And in this dream vision, I saw a tree. And the tree had many branches, and at the end of each branch, I saw hands. Instead of leaves, there were branches. That means there were hands, and they were holding their hands up toward heaven. So it was a tree, and at the end of the branches, the hands were lifted up, like in worship. And I feel like what the Lord was trying to tell me was that we are to be receiving his love and through worship and praise and through being righteous in him. There are many scriptures that actually talk about us being trees. And one of them is Isaiah 61:3 that says that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So we are to be these trees of righteousness. We are to be the planting of the Lord with our roots going deep, deep into the ground, into the Lord Jesus Christ, so that no storm when it comes, will be able to blow us over because we are firmly grounded in the Lord Jesus. So lift up your hands, brothers and sisters. Lift them up and receive from the Lord what He wants to give you, and continue to worship and praise Him. That is what He wants us to be doing right now, keeping our eyes focused on Him. There will be a transcript of this message, and it will be in the link below along with the corresponding scriptures. Shalom.